Lorna and Vicky. Inside the White House lives the President of the United States, and the First Lady lives with him. It makes me think about history. Amazing that anyone could or would want to live in there, especially to live with a guy who lives in there. To live with some children, too. Lesbian moms are shaking in the breeze, or to really tell the truth, this Smith Corona is shaking the table, is shaking the gray stone mug that holds the lavender mums, and so they shake. I was riding down Fifth Avenue yesterday, and the jostling vehicle started getting me off. And I started pressing my finger against the seam of my jeans, between my legs. It got even better, but then I thought, oh, Eileen, let nature take its course. I've had orgasms sitting on the back of the bus, on the far left, right over the motor. And pedaling up a hill on a hot summer day, I was nearly knocked off my bicycle by one, but I was young, and I thought it was a religious experience. Masturbation will always be my favorite form of sex, though if I was a tree, I'd just stand there in the breeze. My mother used to spend a lot of her summer evenings trying to cajole me into doing the dishes. Eventually, she'd do this thing called getting them started or letting them soak. I couldn't stand it. Same way I can't stand this Smith Corona growling or humming while I'm looking for a word. I like to do my waiting in silence. I don't mind that pup yapping out my window. She's not even slightly mindful of my mums or my mother, or you napping on the couch, or soaking dishes irritated my abandon. Despite the fact I'm putting it off, something is getting done. Each moment the job gets a little easier, and by the time I slide my hands into the water and pull out a plate. Your idea was a good one, Mom. Several hours of soaking have certainly loosened up the food particles clinging to this evening's dishes. I'm sure these will be done in a jiff, thanks to you. Or water, but that's the point. And sun is much the same. If you put a couple of tea bags in a quart jar of water and set the whole mess on your fire escape for an afternoon, you wind up with something called sun tea. Just think about it. Add some lemons. It makes me wonder what wind can do while you're not even looking. Apparently, it jostles the leaves and petals, too. It's nature's favorite form of sex, I bet. Turning rain into a storm, knocking the angles of raindrops around like pool balls. Silently, though. Not the storm, but the movement. Movement is pretty quiet as long as it's not work. I guess it was Thursday morning during a tropical storm called David that I put on this tarp-type poncho and went up on the roof to see a lunar eclipse. Naturally, the storm had masked the event. The sky was a smudged peach, but loaded somehow. It actually felt magnetic. The moon doing this thing you couldn't see. Well, I was standing on my roof inside Magic, a very mad and pleased Druidical woman. I wanted to pray to somebody or something, wind or rain or downstairs in the warmth, when I took off my clothes and got back into bed and fell asleep. Thanks.